the river corridor from Sudan is something that has not been available to us for the last several years. So we're very pleased that the two governments have agreed to made it possible to reopen this very critical supply line. Basically, in order to reach the areas of the country, the isolated communities that have been isolated by conflict in South Sudan, we've been heavily reliant on air transport for the last year because of a combination of roads that are closed by the rainy season and insecurity. So if we can use river and road from Sudan to reach the areas in the north, then that could save us up to 6 to 7 times the cost of air transport of food. So it's really critical in being able to use our scarce resources as cost efficiently as possible to reach many, many thousands of people who are in urgent need of assistance in those areas.
Now, this first shipment of food assistance will target which area exactly?
Well, the first barge offloaded in the towns of Renk and Wadakona in Upper Nile State, and there are about 28,000 people, we estimate, in those areas that this initial shipment will be used to support. But we hope to be bringing in some 21,000 more tons of food in the coming weeks via the Sudan River and road corridor. And those will mostly be for areas in Upper Nile State, including around Renk, but also we would be using this corridor to supply the refugee camps in Maban County.
How would you describe the overall food security situation in the country?
Now, the food security situation in South Sudan is very precarious. There was a slight improvement toward the end of the year, partly as a result of humanitarian assistance and partly because people were able to access some more coping mechanisms during the rainy season. The harvest did come in, and in areas where people were able to grow, then the harvest was okay. But it's a very delicate situation, and we are very concerned that if the fighting continues in the new year, that we could be looking at a continued threat of a hunger catastrophe. And the estimate is that some 2.5 million people will be in need of food assistance in the first 3 months of 2015.
What would WFP need in order to continue its operation there?
Well, we need resources in order to be able to reach people. We need the parties to the conflict to understand and respect the neutrality of humanitarian agencies and to allow people to access food assistance. But the most critical thing is actually just ending the fighting, because our ability to reach communities in need is affected by the fighting, but also that increases the need enormously. It prevents people from being able to plant crops, from being able to access food. It keeps the markets from functioning. And so you really can't expect things to go back to normal until the conflict ends. So the main thing that we would hope for is a resolution to the conflict and end to the fighting, so that we can go back to the business of trying to help South Sudan build a more food secure future.